Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
3 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock, right here on Faith Out Loud. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Derek Viriri. I'm your host. Yes, we're in the third and final hour. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I mean, we've already done 2 hours of the show and we're almost done. 57 minutes left of this one. And we're going to be together up until the hour 3 o'clock, where we hand over to the team at Maranatha Drive. At this point in time, we're going to be having our final conversation of this afternoon, parenting. This is our topic on parenting, our parenting feature. And we are looking at parenting a strong-willed child. Yeah, no, if we are Koishwa, that this is the going place. Yeah, that's where they go, abazalwane lana, where you have a child who, when others even look at you, they're like, huh? Your child is so disrespectful. The child can just speak their mind. You see, we're going to be talking to Teboho Majokana. In the name, he's a speaker, a media consultant, a youth coach, a founder of an NPO, Magnus Let's Talk, advocating for the well-being of men and boys, and believes that every child needs a guide, a mentor as they grow older, and also that as parents, we need to talk more with our kids than talk to them. You didn't catch that one. We need to talk more with them than to them. And I think that's even still better, because sometimes we end up talking at them. And that's all something that we must desist from as parents. And that's what we're going to be having as our conversation this afternoon. And of course, you're more than welcome to join us as we go into this segment right here. You are very much invited on +27 73 470 3520. That's the number that you can get in touch with us on, 073-470-3520. Why don't you talk to us? Send us a WhatsApp message. I've sent us a voice note as we talk to Mr. T right there. Good afternoon, sir, and welcome to Adventist World Radio.
Thank you very much, sir. How are you? Great to be part of this conversation. As you were saying now, that it is very tough raising a child.
Hey, I think raising a child in general is really a tough one, but one who now can talk back, hey.
Yeah, the one that talks back is a very serious one, and we tend to run away from those. And yeah, I'm happy that you guys are having such a discussion.
No, thank you so much. And we really want to say we appreciate you for coming through and speaking to us and the listeners a bit more in depth regarding this topic.
Yes, thank you very much. A strong-willed child.
maybe let's define some terms, because maybe people might be thinking, what are we talking about here? What is a strong-willed child?
If we have to go the educated route, we'll say it's a child with a mind of its own.
Okay.
If we have to go that way. Mm-hmm. It's a child that says, I don't follow masses. I want to do things my way. Mm. And as they grow older, we know that steps are taken. They learn how to walk. They learn how to talk by themselves. Mm. And now this is a child that says, now I want to change certain behaviors that nobody's going to impose on me, but I'm going to learn these things. So a strong-willed child says to you, I want to go this way, not this way. And when they start engaging with you, that's when you start wondering. They start at 2, to be honest. If you start looking at the naughty 2s, how they start responding, that's where you see, Hore, I've got a very strong-willed child. But let's also not forget, Hore, there's a very thin line between a strong-willed child and a stubborn child.
Yes, so, I was about to say, let's maybe delve into that one to say, how do you differentiate a stubborn child or even just a disrespectful one, Jay, between that one and this one here we are terming strong-willed?
A strong-willed child is a behavior that they will grow up with. It's a behavior that is not enforced by anyone.
Okay.
Yet a stubborn child is normally a short-lived type of behavior.
It's a phase.
They might be stubborn because of something that is done to them at that moment. And for them to do it, they become very stubborn to say, I'm not going to do it. They're defying odds. So they are defying odds. And there's a bit of immaturity when someone becomes stubborn, because they don't want to be told what to do things. They want to do them their way. Mm-hmm. While the strong-willed child is a behavior, they say, I want to do things my way, but in a more respectful way, whereby it's my way and I'm saying it because of, I've got facts. Why I don't want to go to church today, yet my missus says go to church. So they are becoming that strong-willed child to say, let me live my life in the way that I understand it better.
Yeah, I don't know if parents are ready though. I'm trying to just consider, you know, the old school parents who said it's my way and the highway. You know what? You didn't ask. Why are you asking me to do this, mommy or daddy? They just spoke, and you must do because I said so. I wonder how they would cope with these kind of. Is it a new phenomenon, Brother Teboho, or is it something that really was been and always has been?
I don't think it's new. I think it's something that has always been there, but it's because of we want to raise our kids the way that we were raised. We don't give them space to be themselves. Yes, we set rules in the house. Some of these rules they won't want to follow because it's a rule they believe they can challenge. And as parents, we say, in my house, you will do this. In my space, you will do this. You're going to wear this dress because I bought it for you. We don't even ask them, do you like yellow or green or purple or red? We just say you're wearing this dress. But it's something that has always been there. One thing that they always say is they're very, very emotional beings. They sometimes can't control their feelings. And because they can't control certain things and emotions that happen with them, as a parent, you also have to be very careful how you guide them, because they tend to be bullied, they tend to be bullied, and they tend to be abusive to other kids because of they can't control their emotions. They can break down anytime because of they can't express their feelings. So it's something that has always been there, but we haven't done it in a way that, as I said in my statement, we talk at them, we talk to them, we don't talk with them. So that's why it looks as if it's a new phenomenon. It's always been there, but the way that has been used and the way that is used in, I'm sorry to mention color, in black communities is stubborn, not strong-willed.
Yeah, no, in the black community, we don't talk back to parents. You don't have a mind of your own. You are a child until you leave the house and you have your own home. And even sometimes in your own home, I will still tell you what to do there. And you would do as I please because I'm your parent. And I, you know, I don't know if you grew up with this one, Brother Machokana. In my home, they would even say, you know what, I brought you into this world. I can take you out. You're like, yo, yeah.
I've heard that statement. I've heard that statement with parents saying, in my home, I'm in charge. I brought you in this world, and I will take you out when I decide to. So that's the toughest part of it. But one thing that we must also keep in mind is some of these kids, because of their strong will, they tend to be bossy. They tend to be bossy amongst their peers because they want their peers. Remember, if at home, your parents are giving you that platform to say how you feel, what you like. But when you go to the streets don't allow you to do that. But the only way to put your word across is to bully other kids. So we also have to be very careful how we raise a strong-willed child for the outside world to experience them in a different format. Because we have kids with three different different personalities. There's this child that stays with you, that listens to everything that you say. There's this child that says, when I'm on the street, I'm the boss of my gang. But there's also this child that goes to school. And when they go to school, they need to follow rules that are set for them in school.
Yeah, no, that is something. That is something indeed. Maybe let's talk then some of the challenges that are there. Parents are facing when they raise these strong-willed children. Can you maybe just touch on those? Maybe someone might be thinking, "Mdadamiyadelela," or you know, worse off, maybe they bewitched my child, or I don't know. Ever since they came from Gogo, you know, they're now like this. No. It's just maybe a strong-willed child. What are some of those challenges that parents are facing?
I think the first thing that the parents are faced up with is this child playing a victim all the time. I didn't do this. Somebody made me to do this. So that's the first thing that as parents you have to look at, because they don't want to take control in certain instances as a strong-willed child, and they want to make you as a parent feel guilty. So the first thing that as a parent you need to guide against is them playing victim and always wanting to be superior, because they want to play the boss. They always want to be this boss that says, "Mommy, I don't want to drink this cold drink, but I want to have ice cream." Because they feel that they're in control. And as a parent, you have to be very careful of setting your foot down to say, there are instances that you have to follow my rules. So they are very quick in making you bend your own rule. And what happens with this one, they're challenging your parenting style now, because they've picked up that as a parent, you are letting them get away with a lot of wrongs. And now they are playing with your emotions because they always want to be superior. They want to say, "I don't like this hairstyle." And when mommy says, "Do this," they are quick to respond. But I always say as parents, when your child starts speaking back, look at the tone. The first thing that says to see if this is not a stubborn child or a disrespectful child, the tone says it a lot.
Okay.
Body language says this a lot. So as a parent, the one challenge that you need to understand is understanding your child. That's the first thing that you need to do. Understand your child. Look at their emotional well-beings. And also look back to say, they got here because of, let's say they're 5 years. Okay. They've never seen their father. They've always been with their mother. Mm. They've never had both parents in their space. So they're going to use that to be superior to you to say, it's because of my father is not here. And then you started feeling guilty as a mother and you're saying, oh, okay, I'm not getting this because daddy said I can buy it. Daddy has given you money to buy it, but you're not giving it to me. They're now playing with what? Your emotions. That's what you also need to look at. So those are the challenges as parents that you also find yourself in. And they are very manipulative. Mm. They're very manipulative. They use the situation to their advantage. They're always going to use their situation to their advantage because you have let them be that person with their own voice. You have given them the platform to say, in this house, we sit down and engage on issues. And when we engage on issues, you've given them that platform. But now because they've seen that, now I'm going to use the system to change rules in the house. If you said there's no TV during the week, but they can sulk, and you say, okay, fine, switch on the TV. Now they know for me to get things right, I need to suck. So be careful at them being manipulative and back talking to you. They always back talk. They always back talk to you. And you also need to understand that. You need to understand them and always keep your cool as a parent. Because at some stage, them responding to you and talking back can literally make you punish them or abuse the child.
That's a powerful talk you're bringing there, Brother Tebogo, because you're saying here that in as much as a strong-willed child needs you to hear them, allow them to speak their mind, and sometimes even hear where they're coming from and accept what they're bringing across, but you still need to be the parent, and there are times where they must not cross and they must still do as they're being told as children, and you need to be then finding that balance. And I think, that needs God to help you, because, hey, you might end up, like you're saying, being manipulated, and you just think, no, it's my strong-willed child. No, the child knows I've got you by my pinky. You know, I say dance, you jump.
Yes. And I think what's also key to parents raising these children is also to listen to them. And when we listen, sometimes when the storm has come down, you have to sit them down and say, I didn't like the way that you responded to me. I want to know, why did you respond the way that you did to me or to another adult? Because some of the strong-willed child, they don't want to visit other families, because some families will never take ukudelela komntwana wakho, because they will say, I'm not going to have this in my house. So you have to sit them back and say, there is a way to speak to others. And why did you speak to them in that tone? And in that way, you start understanding your child to say there are trigger points that makes them back checked. Yet it's now a thin line between them disrespecting you or them being a very strong child. And even when you're using reinforcement, always try to be not as harsh, but encourage, praise, and reward where possible. But always put your words down to say, this is not how you should do it going forward. Because you don't want to be raising a child that believes that I can do anything my way. The world will always accept that. But they need to also know the harshness of the reality of life.
Yeah, that is quite important. That is quite important. If you just joined us, you're tuning to Faith Out Loud right here on Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are joined on the line here by a youth coach, by a speaker, by a man who has many talents under his belt, a medical consultant, a speaker, NPO, founder of an NPO called Magnus. Let's Talk, Magnus, Let's Talk. And his name is Tebogo Majokana. And we are having this beautiful conversation where we're looking at how to raise strong-willed children. No, about Deleli. They're just strong-willed. You need to understand that. You can talk to us, joining the conversation on +27734703520. Maybe let's turn then the tide for now, Brother T, if that's okay.
Yes.
We spoke about the good part. We spoke about how some of the challenges we have. I mean, let's talk about the negative side, you know, some of the challenges parents are having, some of the issues to look out for. Maybe is there a benefit, though, coming to the other side now? Is there a benefit of having a strong-willed child, or is it just umgo and jokpela you are goishing as a parent?
You know, I always say there is a benefit. The one thing that every parent wants is to have a child that can stand the challenges of life as they grow.
Okay.
And the first thing that you need to do is when your child, you see the traits that this is a child that lives on their own world, but wants to do things according to their own standard, but yet still believing that they need guidance. So the one thing that I love about them is because of they can tell you what they don't like, but also give you a reason of why they don't like what you want them to do. So as they grow older, that's where the mentoring and the guiding of the child comes in to say, I don't want you to be a sissy in a world full of sharks, but I want you to be able to stand your own ground, because in this world, I might not be there forever to protect you. Because that's one thing that you also need to understand, that we won't always be there to protect them. But they also learn a trick of problem solving as they grow older. Because you sometimes find them playing and doing stuff on their own.
Okay.
And when they're doing stuff on their own, it's because they're looking for answers to say, I'm not going to call mommy. You must one day sit and watch a child that is in that space trying to figure out a puzzle. But saying, I'm not going to ask daddy to help me. They will throw their choices around, but still say, I want to finish this. Watch as soon as they finish it, the joy that they're feeling in there to say, I've achieved something without the help of my parent. You just side-eye them and say, I want to see if they're going to get this right. But also, you need to set certain rules for them to be able not to live with the entitlement of them thinking that everything is all hunky-dory. But they also need to understand there are things. Entitlement is not always the key, but teach them and guide them in a way that you say, problem solving, they can listen, and they know how to stand their ground. As I said, at school, they don't want to be a followers. They want to be leaders. So you are building a leader in a family where you say, I hear what they say. At school, you always have the boys following him. You always have being the captain of the team. The older they get, these are people that says, I want to start my own business. People that says, I want to have a team that will follow me, because of they want to set the world apart and be inspirers of this world that we're living in.
They you need to then understand them, and you need to really understand them and how to then assist them as well on that way up. Maybe as we're drawing closer to the end, let's touch on that a bit to say, how do you then understand them so as to assist them and support them, but also drawing that balance to know how to discipline them?
I think the first thing is understand their behavior, which is the first thing. You have seen that from a young age, this is a very strong-willed child who wants to do things their way. So that's the first thing that you need to understand. Mm-hmm. But if you also need to say, if it's becoming to a point that you don't understand it, seek help. Maybe you also need to get a psychologist to say, can you look at the traits of who my child is? Is this a child that is defiant, or is this a child that believes that I want to do things my way? That's also going to assist them. And always keep a calm situation when you are dealing with them. Keep your head cool. Don't let emotions run to you, because they will lead in a way that they are being led. Let's not also forget that as they are being strong-willed, they're also going to look at how you're leading them. So how you lead this child is also very key. And you also need to give them that opportunity to speak their heart out. Let them vent. Let them vent. And from there, you can start saying, this is how things are done. Remember, a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 10-year-old, they're doing things differently. And if you're looking at my 2000s now, 2000s will show you flames, because they have reasons for everything. They will tell you, this is how, it's not how you were raised, but this is how we're raising ourselves. And this is how I want you to parent me. That's where the parenting skill comes in to say, we're parenting and we're doing this thing together. Always use positive words when you're talking to them. Redirect their energy and understand their hobbies, because you also need to understand what makes them happy. Are they happy watching TV the whole day? Are they happy reading a book? Are they happy doing something with their hands? Are they happy at the golf course? Are they happy at the basketball course? Are they just somebody who says, I want to stay home and listen to music? So always understand their energy and understand what makes them happy, because if you don't understand how to make what makes them happy, it's going to be difficult for you to lead this child. And one thing that also you must do as a parent raising this child, when you set boundaries as a parent, don't change your boundaries to suit them. If boundaries are set, let's stick to those boundaries. Don't set boundaries and say, phone is not used during the week. But one day you give them the phone because they sound. So if phones are not used during the week, don't change that boundary. So when you set boundaries, let's set boundaries that we stick to them. 7 o'clock is 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Bedtime is 8 o'clock. If you don't eat sweets during the week, you don't drink fizzy drinks during the week. Those are things that you said. You don't speak to parents when you enter the house. You greet everybody that you find in here.
Mm.
That's the first thing that you also need to do. And when you get something, you say thank you. And you say, may I?
Yeah.
So those are things that you also need to set boundaries on, so that even when they visit other families, they might have a voice of their own, but they are respectful at the end of the day.
I think it goes to that point you touched on earlier on, to say that's how you would differentiate between stubbornness or just disrespect with these strong-willed. The strong-willed is not that they're trying to be nasty or anything. It's just who they are. And sometimes the body language, the way they say it, the tone will tell. But then the stubborn one, the nasty one, will come out with this malicious intent and you can pick it up. And I think that's exactly what you're pointing out. And I think it's quite key that you really, really ensure that they are then matured in that, they're grown in that, they're groomed in that sphere. No, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I think this has been such a powerful, powerful lesson for me at least, and I'm quite positive that even for our listeners, they really have been benefited by this conversation. I don't know if there are any closing remarks that you'd want us to really hold on to in terms of how to raise strong-willed children.
I think for me, the only thing that I will say, let's also arm our kids with knowledge. Let's not just want to impose things to them,
okay,
on them. Let's also be cognizant that the world has evolved in a way that how we're parented because of a situation.
Yeah.
Now we are parenting in a different way because of we've got tools and ways that we can parent better. Yeah. But engagement with our kids will always set us apart. Your child will be seen as a strong-willed child because of the engagement that they have with you,
yes,
in your house. And that will defy and makes them different from their peers. Point of correction, it's not magnets, it's magents. Let's talk.
Oh,
so I had to say.
Hey, but I want to score. Yeah, no, hey, apologies for that. Hey, it's what a magnet. Okay, it's part of my magnets. Let's talk. Apologies
yeah,
for
no,
that,
it's
man.
It's magents. Let's talk. Yeah, so it's magents. Let's talk. And yeah, if you want to follow me, you can follow me on that. It's magents. Let's talk. Or Tebogo Majokane on all social media platforms. And again, thank you very much for the opportunity. To every parent that's listening now, be the better version of yourself and be that parent that you want your child to grow up being.
Amen and amen. Be a better parent. Thank you so much, Brother Tebogo. We truly want to say God bless you in the work you're doing. I think you're doing God's work right there, and may He move your ministry mightily, and the impact you have in these young people's lives and in other men's lives as they become mentors as well. May you truly see the fruit of your labor even today.
Thank you very much, sir.
Amen. That is our brother, Tebogo Majokane. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful, beautiful discussion. What a conversation of note this afternoon as we were going through this segment, parenting. It's our parenting corner. And we were saying, how to parent a strong-willed child? And I pray that you have been blessed. And of course, you will implement the things that we were discussing here and go further than that to grow and find out more. What can you do to assist? What can you do to help and to support your child? He is not disrespectful. She is not just trying to be nasty. She's just strong-willed. I remember my personal friend, but she's bossy. No, she's not bossy. She's just choleric. That's a personal type. That's a personal trait. That's a temperament. And if you don't understand that, you will have a problem. So yeah, what a discussion. Thank you so much. You're still tuned in, of course, to Faith Out Loud right here on Adventist World Radio.
It's time for your lunchtime praise on Faith Out Loud.